Chase Willian, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are live at Titans training camp today. Our training camp coverage is presented by USA Hemp Store and Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Titans rookie tight end Chig Okonkwo scheduled to join us here in just a few minutes at our table. A little news out of the NFL just coming down, guys, is the Pittsburgh Steelers have locked in Diontae Johnson, their wide receiver, to a two-year extension worth up to $39.5 million, which includes $27 million guaranteed. That's according to Adam Schefter.
It's a good deal for the young man. He came on last year, and, you know, he's one of their guys on the outside. Pittsburgh has a long line of really, really good receivers to great receivers, and I'm sure he hopes to kind of fall in line with those guys.
I wonder how many other wide receivers are going to be able to cash in with this wave of new deals as the market changes. This, again, is something that had to be considered by John Robinson when he decided, look, we're going to pass on the A.J. Brown thing. Mm-hmm. We've got to keep it at a certain level or else it's going to screw us up down the road and we're going to lose other players. As Teron pointed out, it didn't really affect their roster that much this year in his mind, but you do see a domino effect, right? The market has changed for the next however long with wide receivers. It's going to cost more to have a premier wide receiver. I wonder who the next guy is, right? DeAndre Johnson, once he saw Samuel and all these guys, well, hey, I'm pretty good here. Yeah, so yeah. He just got a new deal. I don't know if they had to do that, but they did it.
And you know what I'm noticing, too, is a lot of these deals are, you know, like a 2 or a 3 year deal, something like that. You're not seeing, 5 years, you know, or beyond for these deals. And so I think that makes it's player friendly right now because they're getting the guaranteed money and that's what they care about. But it's also team friendly because you're not locked in for an exorbitant amount of time.
Well, these players are getting a lot smarter in regards to contracts and length of contracts, especially when you come in a league at 21, 22, you play out that first 3 years, you're 29, you're 26 or 25, and then guys are thinking like, man, I don't want to sign a deal that puts me with a team until I'm 31, 32, so I'm going to sign a 3 year deal. It's all guaranteed, basically, so I can then re-up on another contract, sort of like basketball and baseball.
We say hello now, coming to our broadcast table, the new number 85, joining the old number 85 for the Tennessee Titans. Chig Okonkwo, rookie tight end, is with us. Chig, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing fantastic.
I'm trying to see if he looks a little bit bigger than I did when I had that. Yeah. He looked a tad bit bigger. Just laugh.
So you're saying the jersey size might be a little bit
just
higher.
A tad bit bigger.
Your 85 is a little smaller.
No, he's much bigger than
I
was.
We call that a medium.
So your first training camp in the NFL, what has been the biggest, I guess, adjustment for you as you get used to pro life?
I would say coming in, it's just really like you having to relearn everything. Like, you know, being a senior in college last year, you know, it's like my third year in the offense. So whenever I get a play in, hear something from the quarterback, it's like it just fires off in my mind immediately. And now it's like I'm back to square one. It's like I get a play, you know, from RT in the huddle. And I'm like, okay, I'm going here. I'm going here. I'm doing this. So right now I'm still just trying to work through just getting that flow, getting really comfortable with everything. So when I hear a play, I just immediately know what I'm doing, line up, and just ready to play.
You know, as you go through this, chemistry is everything. How do you feel like you're building chemistry with Ryan Tannehill, your quarterback?
I think it's great. You know, he's just a super smart guy. So every time he talks, you just listen. You just try to be in the right places at the right time for him because, you know he's going to put the ball on you. So, yeah, you're just trying to build trust, build confidence in him. You know, we just keep making catches, just keep beating guys, keep making plays, just make sure he trusts me in those one-on-one matchups.
Austin Hooper is a veteran at this position. Mm-hmm. So what have you been able to lean on and learn from him?
Man, everything in the passing game, really, I bounce off of him. And then the run game, I bounce everything off of Jeff. But, yeah, Hoop, you know, he's really crafty. You know, he's really smart with his route running. He knows how to set guys up. So I'm definitely trying to learn a lot from him in that aspect.
We're talking to Tennessee Titans tight end Chig Okonkwo. Now, is there something that – now, did I pronounce the last name right?
Yeah, you got
okay,
it.
Okay, I want to make sure I did. Now, is there something that you know, coming into camp that surprised you that you didn't know?
That I didn't know?
Yeah. Something that when you walked in, walked out on practice, got to practice, like, man, whew, okay, this is what it is?
Actually, no, because, you know, being here in the spring and stuff, you already seen all that, you know. I guess the first day at pads, you know, actually seeing how strong the guys were. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when we're in T-shirts and stuff, you know, we're not really, you know, moving guys that much. But actually seeing how strong guys are, like, when they really go full speed, was that was probably one of the biggest things.
Now, has there been a defined role for you in the offense? Because you bring a dimension that this team has missed in the last couple of years. A guy that not only can make the catch, but he can stretch the field from any position, whether it be the tight end position or line you up out wide, and also do a good job at blocking.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said is my role, you know, just playing everything that I can, just doing as much as I can, just trying to be on the field as at all times, you know, with blocking, you know, trying to learn, figure my way out in the run game. And then, you know, as you said, in the pass game, being able to stretch the field with speed, you know, be able to be that one-on-one matchup threat, you know, red zone threat, beat guys. So I feel like, yeah, that's definitely the role so far that, you know, we're trying to play through.
Now, is there a tight end that you sort of model your game after, or you say, okay, I like what that guy does, or I like what this guy does, and try to implement it in your game?
Yeah, I really like I really like watching Jordan Reed. Mm-hmm. You know, I really like watching
Washington. Yes.
Jordan Reed, even like Delaney too, like, you know, just all the guys, all the tight ends who are like, you know, shorter tight ends. That's those are the guys I like to watch because, you know, I'm not like a 6'6 guy. Like the way those 6'6 guys play, I'm not going to play that
exactly.
way. So I like watching guys around my size and just seeing the things that they do and how they're able to win matchups. So I definitely watched a ton of Jordan Reed when I was coming out.
Talking to Chig Okonkwo, tight end for the Tennessee Titans, rookie out of Maryland. So, Chig, do you follow this craziness that's going on in college football right now? When you saw that USC and UCLA were going to be in the same league you just left, were you a little happy because a couple of long plane rides that you got out of?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that is crazy for teams all the way on the West Coast to be in the Big Ten. I feel like they're going to be in for a crazy shock when they see how big the Big Ten players are compared to, you know, Pac-12. So I'm really interesting. It's very interesting to see how that's going to turn out.
You know, I'm still getting used to Maryland being in the Big Ten. I have to still check myself because traditionally they used to be ACC for a long, long time. But what is the best part? Like, when you're talking with your teammates, you guys all come from different. There's a lot of pride, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12. What's the best part of the Big Ten for you?
Best part of the Big Ten. I'll say it's just like just knowing that when every team you play every single week, like, you're gonna have like a all out brawl pretty much. Like, you're gonna have a competition. Like, even like the bottom of the conference, like, you're still gonna be competing like every game. You know, it's not like some conferences where, you know, I mean, like, I think last year, like, literally the Big Ten East had like four teams with 10 wins. So it's like, you know, every single week, that was my favorite part, that you're gonna be going against guys who are going to the NFL. Like, you're gonna be going against first rounders, multiple first rounders on every team that you play against. So that was definitely the most fun part for me.
What's the craziest uniform combination you ever wore at Maryland? Because they can come with some different combinations.
I think when we had like a military one. I think that was the craziest one. we had a military one.
Now, did you play? Remember they did the state flag, and there's all kinds of stuff going on in that flag.
Yeah.
And I remember you guys came out. I can't remember if it was when you were there, maybe a little bit before, but the first time they came out with those, we were looking around going, I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I don't think I got to wear that one. I know the one you're talking about, though. It looks kind of ugly.
I thought it was a little too much, a little too busy. It was up there with some of the stuff that Oregon does.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what they're coming
out
with.
Yeah, they're coming out with anything.
For sure. But you played with Tua's younger brother.
Yeah.
Right? What's he like? You know, we talk about Tua all the time down here because he was at Alabama, of course, and now he's kind of in the spotlight for the Dolphins. What's his brother like?
Oh, man, he's a very, very humble dude, and, you know, very hardworking kid. Like, he loves the game of football. Like, he's the type of guy, like, he's going to get there. Like, he's going to be the first one in the morning. He's literally going to be there until, like, midnight. Like, he's there until midnight every night, like, watching film with the coaches. I'm always looking at him like, bro, there's something wrong with you. Like, go home, bro. Like, then he'll come in. He'll just be sleeping in the facility. I'm like, bro, go home. Like, I mean, but that's the type of guy, like, you know, the guys, like, everybody, you know, they rallied around him, you know, really wanted to play for him. But you see how hard he works and how determined he was, you know, to lead the team. So all you can do is respect that.
Now, Chick, how do you feel your progress has come so far in camp?
I'm just taking it stacking days. You know, we talk about stacking days. I feel like right now I'm just taking it, you know, one day at a time. I feel like I'm in a good spot. And all I want to do is, you know, just keep building that trust keep building that trust with the vets, you know, the older guys, making sure they know, like, that I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So whenever, like, you know, you don't ever want to look around in the huddle and be like, I don't know if this guy knows what he's doing.
Exactly.
Number one thing right now, I'm just trying to build that trust, you know, make sure all the older guys, they understand that, you know, I'm about my business, that I know what I'm doing, and that I can make plays on the field too.
Chick Okonkwo is with us, Titans tight end. So when you're out with the run team, you see that the big beast wearing 22. What was kind of your first impression, first time being on the field with him?
Man, it was surreal. It was just like, dang, like, it's Derrick Henry right here. Like, it's like, yeah, that's how it is. Every time it just makes you want to be that much better because, you know, like, you know who's behind you. So it's like, if I get my block, like, man, there might be two guys free. He might make them both miss. Might, you know, go right through both of them. So it's like, you would just want to be on your stuff whenever he's back there.
Was there a little bit of, I knew he was big, but, like, when you actually see him.
I was like, damn, bro. Like, he's standing next to LaJuan, and he looks just like LaJuan. I'm like, no. I'm like, what's going on?
I can't say what I said the first time I saw him on the radio, but it was pretty funny. I mean, like, what's it like when you see his workout videos or you're working out with him and you just see the routine that he has to take care of his body like he does?
Yeah, I'm just like, couldn't do it. Couldn't be me. I was like, man, I guess monsters do monster things, man. Like, so all that stuff, I'm just like, wow. It's just something that you just admire from afar. I'd be like, yeah, that's one thing that you can do and you can do alone. Like,
well, listen, no pressure, but this guy right here did a lot of good things in that number for this organization. So, sure. You know, no pressure on you.
Just
but
pick up the vibe. That's
all. Swagger.
I left good vibes.
Little cockiness.
Along with Nate Washington. We left good vibes in that jersey.
Nate, too. You know, little chirping. You know, that's what you got to have. But, Chig, it's good to meet you. Best of luck. Look forward to seeing good things out of you, and thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Chig Okonkwo, Titans rookie tight end, joining us here on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace live at Titans training camp. Coming up next, Mike Vrabel is scheduled to take the podium, so we will hear from him in just a little bit here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.